Okay, let me practice a little bit before we go live. I hate it when you go live before I'm ready. I want to workshop my intro. Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Sunny Ret. No, that's no good. Howdy. Nope. Hi, I'm Dr. Sunny Ravencourt. Yeah, that's the stuff. You're on fire. You're on fire, Sunny. All right, Todd, start the hollow intent. Just go ahead. Okay, start recording in 3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Dr. Sunny Ravencourt. I know a lot of you have been waiting patiently for semester 3, and I want to thank you for waiting. Waiting is really doing nothing, but somehow it's still something. I swear we've been working on it, but these things get a little dicey here on Coruscant, what with the blue shadow virus and such. Thankfully, yours truly is still safe and sound and diligently working on getting Season 3 onto your holopads. As a matter of fact, I called in a student to testify as to just how hard I am working. Blur, get in here.
Hello, Dr. Ravencourt.
Blur, you've attended all my lectures, right?
Absolutely. It's my favorite class.
And you know that if I have time, I invite you right into my office to answer all of your extra questions and help guide your education, right?
Definitely.
And how often have we done that since the end of the second semester?
Not a single time.
And there you have it. Proof that I've been working hard on semester 3. It doesn't get any more solid than that, folks. However, since I know you're starving, much like my favorite Padawan, Blur Lightfire. Thank you very much, Blur, by the way. Well, I thought I'd give you just a little bonus lecture. It's about a talented galactic imperial pilot who is a rarity for a variety of reasons. But one of them was the fact that she was a woman of color in the Imperial Navy. Now, the Empire didn't really have anything against humans of different race and ethnicity, but it was kind of rare. Aliens, on the other hand, they were not a fan of, but that's beside the point. Let me tell you all about Sienna Ree. Sienna Ree was born in 19 BBY in a small village on the planet Jalukan. She was known for wearing a leather wristband to remember her twin who died at birth. At age 8, during a trip to Valentia, she got into a scrap and was aided by a boy named Thane Kyrell. Grand Moff Wilhuff Tarkin broke up the fight, but was impressed by Ree and Kyrell and let them tour his Lambda shuttle. A little prodding to join the Empire and, well, they were hooked, propelling their lives in a direction they'd never really change. Well, one of them at least. After both being accepted into the prestigious Imperial Academy, Sienna Ree was a natural. Kyrell was no joke either, and they finished in the top 2 out of their class of 8,000. Nice. After being pitted against each other constantly, as is the Empire way, they somehow managed to mend their relationship by the end of the Academy. Ree is promoted to lieutenant and ends up on the Devastator working under the command of Darth Vader over Tatooine when Leia Organa was captured. She was actually operating the controls of the tractor beam, Ree, that is, not Leia, pulling in the famous Tantive IV. She's even on the Death Star during the destruction of Alderaan. Again, Ree, not Leia. Although Leia was also on the Death Star. Quite the resume already, and Vader has taken notice. She ends up on the Executor, once again working under Darth Vader, and is present at the Battle of Hoth and Vader's subsequent events on Cloud City. Sienna Ree was everywhere. Vader was a pretty good judge of talent and had a soft spot for pilots, but Sienna becomes disillusioned in the Empire after her mother was wrongly convicted of a crime and her childhood friend, Thane Kyrell, has now joined the rebellion. Well, childhood friend isn't really right anymore because they become romantically involved, despite their different allegiances. She wavers even more after meeting the Emperor because, I mean, who doesn't start questioning if you're working for the bad guys after getting a look at your boss and he looks like, well, the Emperor. Now, this is where you truly get a glimpse into Sienna Ree. She is absolutely shaken in her faith. However, she views abandoning her oath to the Imperial Navy as even worse than that, worse than anything. So she perseveres. And then she gets blown up. Well, not entirely, but she's outside the second Death Star when it goes kaboom, and, well, that is not a great place to be in a TIE fighter. She barely survives and loses the last vestige of her childhood, the leather wristband. And at the age of 25, Ree reaffirms her oath and is given command of the Star Destroyer Inflictor, making her one of the youngest captains of a Star Destroyer in Imperial history. But it's not long-lived. During the Battle of Jakku, the ship was attacked and boarded by rebels, led by none other than, well, you guessed it, Thane Kyrell. They fight, and Rhee is captured. She's held by the rebels, but she never turns. Sienna Rhee, one of the most successful women of color in the Imperial Navy, was truly a testament to what an oath is meant to accomplish. No matter what, you're in it for life. And that'll do it. I think you're going to love the next semester because Todd and I are on location at the shooting of my new holodrama. Ugh, it should be fantastic. And with that, I bid you adieu. Ugh, that's awful. Todd, give me one more try at that. Well, if the women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you historic? No, good Jawa, that is even worse. Now I have to workshop endings. Well, whatever. Todd, just throw a baby Yoda on the holo and have it wave or something. People will buy anything with one of those on there.